Listening Library presents Ballet Bunny's Trixie is Missing by Swapna Reddy. Read for you by Stephanie Shea.
Shh! Can you keep a secret?
You're about to meet the Ballet Bunnies, who live hidden at Millie's Ballet School. Are you ready? Tiptoe this way. Meet the Ballet Bunnies. Dolly. You'll never meet a bunny who loves to dance as much as Dolly. Fifi. If you're in trouble, Fifi is always ready to lend a helping paw. Pod. Pod loves to build things out of the bits and pieces he finds. He also loves his tutu. Trixie. Yawn. When she's not dancing, Trixie likes curling up and having a nice snooze. For Finn. Chapter 1.
Come on, Mom!
Millie squealed with excitement. Miss Louisa's School of Dance was having a showcase at the town hall. The dress rehearsal was that afternoon. They had to pick up Millie's costume and sequins for the show. Then Mom had promised Millie that they would go for a hot chocolate at their favorite cafe. But first, Millie had to pick up 4 very important guests for their day out. 4 very important ballet bunny guests.
I'm coming, Mom laughed as she hurried down the stairs. A very excited Millie was waiting impatiently on the landing.
Mom grabbed Millie's hand and spun her around, and they danced out the doorway. They skipped all the way up the road and straight through the doors of the dance school. Mom went to find Miss Louisa to pick up Millie's costume, and Millie took the chance to sneak into the studio. This was where Millie had first met the little ballet bunnies, who had since become good friends. There she found Fifi, Dolly, Pod, and a very sleepy Trixie waiting for her at the edge of the stage. All 4 bunnies jumped with excitement, their long, silky ears flopping around as they spotted Millie.
Oh, Bunny Fluff, Fifi exclaimed. I love going out for the day.
Mom promised we could get hot chocolates once we've picked up sequins for my costume, Millie said with a grin.
It's not a day out without hot chocolate,
Dolly sang as she pirouetted around Millie's bag. Millie scooped up the bunnies into a ginormous hug, then set them back down on the stage by her bag. Dolly looped paws with Fifi and twirled her around as she sang out her hot chocolate song.
Hot chocolate, hot chocolate, oh, it's not a day out without hot chocolate. Hot chocolate, hot chocolate, oh, we all love hot chocolate.
Millie giggled as Fifi joined in with Dolly's hot chocolate song, and the 2 bunnies hopped into her backpack.
All aboard,
Pod called as he climbed up Millie's arm and along her shoulder to take a seat in the hood of her jacket.
You're wearing your lucky hair clip,
Pod said, spotting the fluffy clip the bunnies had given Millie at the start of her dance lessons.
It's my favorite, Millie said, gently tapping the hair clip. Whenever I wear it on stage, it feels like you are all dancing with me.
She patted Pod on his head as he nestled into place, and then she reached down toward the smallest of the bunnies.
And where would you like to sit today?
Millie asked Trixie, who yawned so loudly that she almost made Millie yawn too.
I'm so tired today, Millie, Trixie said, stifling another yawn.
Her eyelids drooped shut as Millie stroked her soft gray fur.
Can I go somewhere cozy where I can take a long nap?
I know just the place, Millie said,
and she placed Trixie in the fleece-lined pocket of her bag. Millie held a finger up to her lips so the other bunnies knew not to wake Trixie. They all quickly ducked out of sight as the studio door swung open. "Come on, Millie," Mom said with excitement.
"I'm coming,"
Millie laughed as she hurried out of the studio. Chapter 2. The next stop for Mom and Millie was the costume shop. It was the best place for sequins, and it was one of their favorite stores. The shop was packed full of fabrics and hats and costumes on long racks that stretched the entire length of the store. Mom and Millie headed straight for the huge fluffy feathers by the bead display. They threw on matching feather boas and floppy hats before striking poses in front of the store mirror. "Oh, Millie," Mom said. She laughed as Millie piled on hat after hat after hat until she was mainly just a stack of hats. As Millie put away the hats, Mom went off to find sequins for Millie's tutu. Once Millie had finished, she and the bunnies headed to the back of the store.
"Look at all these ribbons!"
Dolly squealed, jumping out of Millie's bag. The back wall of the shop, draped in satin ribbons of every color, reminded Millie of a rainbow after a downpour. Dolly leapt onto the countertop by the wall and grabbed the end of a purple ribbon, wrapping it around her waist. Pod hopped to the other side of the wall and tied the end of a green ribbon to his paw. Fifi didn't want to miss out on the fun, so she jumped over too and pulled down the end of a yellow ribbon. The three bunnies danced in and out and over and under, creating their very own maypole.
"I could spend all day here," Dolly said.
She hopped over to the nearby shelf and bounced into the stacks of tutus, disappearing into the soft folds of shimmery tulle.
"But what about our hot chocolates?"
Millie asked.
"Oh, Bunny Fluff!"
Dolly cried. Nothing in the world could keep a bunny away from hot chocolate.
"Let's go!"
she said, pulling Pod and Fifi after her. The bunnies hopped back into Millie's bag. Millie followed Mom out of the costume shop to the cafe. The cafe was right by the town's theater, and its walls were covered in pictures of dancers and musicians. Millie loved looking at all the drawings and paintings. Mom went to the counter and ordered hot chocolates for both of them. Millie showed the bunnies her favorite pictures on the wall.
"It just looks like a swirl of white paint,"
Pod said, as Millie pointed to a painting.
"It's a dancer," Millie replied. "A ballerina in the middle of a pirouette."
"You're right," Fifi said, tilting her head. "I see her now."
Mom was heading back to the table with the hot chocolates, so Millie quickly took a seat. When Mom went to get napkins, Millie carefully tipped out a little of her drink into her saucer for the bunnies. She placed it on the chair next to her. Then she pulled the chair in tight so Mom wouldn't spot the bunnies lapping up the hot chocolate.
"Mmm,"
Dolly said, her whiskers dripping with chocolate.
"Delicious!"
"What was that?" Mom asked as she sat down. Millie froze, sure that Mom had discovered the bunnies. But just as she opened her mouth to try to explain the talking bunnies hiding under the table, drinking hot chocolate out of a saucer, the door to the cafe swung open.
"Millie!"
a voice called. It was Samira, Millie's best friend from ballet class.
"We're going to the park before rehearsal," Samira said. "Do you want to come?"
Millie looked at Mom and nodded eagerly. "Sure," Mom smiled. "Let's get these hot chocolates to go." Chapter 3. Millie and Samira skipped all the way from the park to the town hall. Their cheeks were red from running up and down the slide the wrong way and seeing who could swing high enough to touch the sky. They chattered excitedly about the show nonstop. The ballet bunnies stayed out of sight at the park, playing nearby in the long grass. They ran up and down a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?